This is Money Talk.
I can take money and I can make it into more money.
25 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
It is America's money program, Money Talk, coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. We talk about how you can learn how to become your own personal financial manager by getting the knowledge together to manage your money, hopefully for the rest of your life. That makes Money Talk a unique broadcast, talking about how you can become your own money manager, talking about how you can stay away from the sharks who are out there trying to get a bite out of your wallet. That's what Money Talk is all about. Don is with us in New York. Hello, Don.
I recently found out that Vanguard has people that will give advice for a fee. Do you have an opinion on that?
I think it's a good thing because I think it adds to the competition. And I think the more competition out there and the more competition out there on fees, the better. Let's get Lisa. Lisa on the line. Lisa is listening on the mighty WLS Chicago. Hello, Terry. I should say hello, Lisa.
Hello, Bob. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
I have a question about tax liability for a deferred compensation package. That is a total balance of $650,000 and has to be taken out in equal portions over 5 years after leaving employment.
So this is money that you earned, which you would have been paid as salary, and you decided to defer receipt of the money until the future.
I didn't decide. The company added this as a benefit.
All right. So this is money that you earned in salary that the company allowed you to defer to a future time for receipt. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And that means it's salary, right?
Yes.
So that means it's taxed as ordinary income, right?
I'm assuming so. That's why I'm calling. I'm not exactly sure. It never was truly explained if it was really a bonus or whether it was, you know, regular income.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
If it's a bonus, that's ordinary income. If it's regular salary, that's ordinary income. So either way, it's ordinary income.
Okay.
So the year that you receive it, each year that you receive it, you would add that to your ordinary taxable income.
Okay.
That's the deal.
All right. So it just has to be rolled into something to reduce the tax liability then as much as possible, an IRA or something like that.
Well, now, there you go. If you have the ability to, that's what I would do. I would find out from the human resources department at the company, find out what programs, I speak here of, especially of company programs like 401ks, what programs are available to you in order to shelter some of that money if possible. And obviously, you would also have the ability, since it's earned income, of using IRAs. Now, I would definitely contact a CPA or enrolled agent or a tax preparation expert to make certain that you're following the letter of the law with this.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa. Now we have Terry on the line. Terry in Seattle, welcome to Money Talk. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Bob, for taking my call. This is so exciting. I'm a longtime listener and a subscriber.
Thank you.
And the question, well, the advice that I'd like to hear from you today, it has to do with a shark attack that's taking place with my in-laws, or specifically an annuity salesman is trying to convince my brother-in-law and my husband to invest the assets of their 79-year-old mother in what's called a fixed indexed annuity. And I've looked through the brochure and the materials that he sent, and I can see the writing on the wall. It's I t- told them that it was just a really bad idea. And for whatever reason, my brother-in-law has blinders on, and he's mesmerized by the salesperson. So to give you an example, it's got a 17-year surrender charge schedule.
Now, Terry, I have to assume that you're joking.
No, I'm not. I'm serious. It's a 17-year surrender schedule. And in the very first year, if you need to take your money out for any reason above, I think that you can take out maybe 10% of it. But the very first year, the surrender charge fee is 20%.
What an outrage.
It is.
What an outrage.
And I did research online, and this particular insurance company and the product that they sell is the subject of lawsuits. They just had to settle a multimillion-dollar lawsuit in California because of failure to disclose the details. And
well, let me ask you a question. Let's see what details you know, Terry. How much money would your relative invest in this hypothetical?
He's proposing 40% of about a $500,000 portfolio.
All right, that sounds like $200,000.
Sure.
Now, let's see how much you know, Terry. What would his commission be?
Oh, I've asked that, and nobody will give me the answer.
You know why?
Because they don't want you to know.
Well, that's one way of putting it. Another way would be this, because if you found out the amount of commission involved, you might have a coronary arrest. So they might be looking out. To their credit, they might be looking out for your health by not telling you.
Yes, but they're not looking out for my mother-in-law's destiny.
Of course not. And I need to ask you this. What is wrong with your brother-in-law? Is there an impairment of some sort?
I hope he's not listening. No, I think he's very stubborn, and he doesn't like being told what to do by me. But that's my opinion.
Well, let me ask you, the relative involved in this, how connected is the relative to your brother-in-law?
It's my mother-in-law.
Okay, so it's his mother.
Yeah, it's his own mother. Mm-hmm.
Well, then that would make it even more important that he be on top of this.
I agree. I just wanted to share this story because and the salesperson is becoming very defensive and talks about all the hundreds of thousands of happy customers he has and people who invest in.
Well, you want to know what I think?
What?
I think that if he does have any happy customers, the only reason they're happy is because they never found out what his commission was.
Probably true.
Now, I tell you what, this is a typical example of a shark attack. I agree with you. You called it a shark attack. You are correct. In my opinion, you are correct. And this is also typical in another way. No disclosure of the financial benefit to the salesperson. Doesn't want to talk about it. In addition to that, preying on the elderly, a classic shark attack strategy, preying on the elderly. In the case of this salesperson is very fortunate because the son of the prey is clueless. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lickle Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time. So now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food. And their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right.
Due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE .com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
This is Money Talk.
Cruising with us weekends on America's Money Program, Money Talk. Let's get Marie on the line. Marie is listening to the mighty WLS Chicago. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Well, thank you.
I have a question for you. A husband and I are our early 60s, planning to retire in about 2 to 3 years. And we, I have been managing our own portfolio for many years and have an asset allocation we're comfortable with. And at this point, with the bond market the way that it is, I'm having some problems managing our portfolio to my liking. And I work with a discount brokerage firm. And a certain advisor that I've come to respect over about the last 5 to 6 years. And they offer a program through a couple of different financial advisors. They have Work on Your Portfolio for a 0.75 basis points for your stock portion and a 0.5% bond basis points for your bond portion. So what are your thoughts if you want to have a little bit, you know, complete control of your portfolio, the way it's designed through this brokerage is kind of the way I like it. We work together, and we do not accept anything that we're not comfortable with. But over the long run, you know, say we live another 20 or 25 years, how will that affect what we will generate? Would I be better off working with this advisor or doing my own thing and possibly making mistakes closer to retirement?
Well, let's talk about how much money we're talking about here. What is the total amount of money that we're talking about?
Well, it's about $400,000.
$400,000. So if you were to blend those rates between the two rates you
mm-hmm.
gave, you'd have roughly 0.6.
Yes.
So that's $2,400 a year. So over 20 years, that's close to $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. That's true. When you look at it that way.
Yeah, I mean, the way this is always handled is, to talk about it one way, talk about it another way. I like to talk about it also in a macro way, and what you're describing can add up to a lot of money over a long period of time. Therefore, my whole point here is you want to make absolutely certain that you're getting the value back that you want. And then you have to ask yourself, well, now, wait a minute, if I'm looking at a balanced portfolio, let's say,
yes,
a portfolio that's half in the stock market, half in income securities.
Correct.
Well, then you already know that you can do this for a very, very low expenses by simply owning something like the S&P 500 index fund or the total stock market index fund at a place like Vanguard or Fidelity. They have total stock market index funds with extremely low expense ratios, for example.
Yes.
And so you know you can do it for less because you know that the expense ratios on those funds are less than you just quoted. You can also do this on the income side with very, very low expense ratios on the income side. So then you have to ask yourself, okay, for the extra money that I would be paying, would I be getting anything back in return? What would you get back in return?
Well, the way that I look at it is I've done relatively well myself, but I am coming to this impasse with the bond situation and where we're at in the economic cycle. So what I would get back in return is the knowledge that their team puts together with regard to our bond portfolio, which, again, is 50-50. You hit it right on the head. That's where we're comfortable. So that's what I would gain. And they, upon analysis with us, they did hit that nail right on the head and could tell that's what I was looking for without me actually coming out and saying that.
You know, let me ask you this. I don't want details. I just want in general. How did you make contact with this particular individual?
Well, I have had money at this discount brokerage for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the advisors about 5 or 6 years ago is a new advisor, in his mid-30s. And I've just gotten to know him and have gotten to trust him in many ways over the years. He's actually advised free of charge on many issues, and he's done a pretty darn good job. So I'm relatively comfortable going with his advice, and it's not just his advice. The way it's set up is that, you know, there are other people involved with this.
What do you think about this idea that so you could go further down the learning curve with this situation? Suppose you started out with $100,000, which would be about one-fourth of what you're managing. Suppose you started out for a year with $100,000, and then after a year went by, you'd be in a better position to make a judgment on how you feel about this. Let's get out to the Sunshine State, and JJ is on the line. Hello, JJ. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you didn't take my call. It threw us right on the golf there. But anyhow, I was fortunate enough to meet this marvelous bachelor when he was 55. Never been married and always invested all the time. And I was 47 and I was a teacher. And when he died in 99, he left me his portfolio. He had just lived for a long time on his dividends. And, you know, I didn't bother about his funds, and he didn't bother about mine. We just shared, and we bought a property together. He bought the property, and I built the home. And it was a wonderful situation altogether. But when he was 99, he died, and the CPA that he had for a long time suggested it should be all the stock and stuff being kept in his safe deposit box should be put in with a financial advisor.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out. Who was it that made that suggestion?
The CPA that he had had for a long time. He thought it shouldn't be, you know, that you have to bother about the stocks and the dividends and keep track of this and that.
Let me ask you a question, JJ.
Yeah.
Did your late husband give you a some signposts or some guidelines or some recommendations on what to do in the event that he met his maker?
He just said, I hope you can keep this together.
That was it, huh?
Right. And I didn't really even know what he had particularly, because I figured at that rate, you know, he'd had it all his life, and I wasn't about to to mess with it. Cause we
well, then
fine.
It was yours. Then it was yours. So what was there? What was it?
It was equities.
How much?
$500,000.
Okay. So at that point, you had $500,000 inheritance, basically. And so what did you do?
Well, the CPA suggested I put it with a financial advisor so that I could write checks that were, you know, for of course, he had the EIN, and I would pay the estimated. And
so how did that work out for you, JJ?
Well, the thing is, I just feel that every time I've had to we had $25,000 left on this home and this home that we had built together, and I had a beach property paid for in Florida here. And it seems like every time, you know, you want to purchase anything or make a little trade or anything, it just costs so much money.
Well, it can vary, and it can be very expensive. You're absolutely right. I mean,
it's so much because the fee is on the sale, and then if you buy something else, it's on that, and it goes, oh, just click, you know, and there it goes, you know.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way, JJ. I mean, look, here's the reality. There are millions of people across the country that are doing transactions, for example, at very, very low commission.
Well, I was wondering where I could put the money.
Well, let me give you an example of a place where you can do transactions for very, very low, for very, very low transaction costs.
I would appreciate it so much.
All right. I would say check out Vanguard.com. Check out Vanguard Brokerage. They have a brokerage arm. The commissions at the brokerage arm are very, very low. I mean, that's just one example. There is no reason for you to get raked over the coals with these kinds of charges when there are competitors out there that are willing to do it for what I would describe as very reasonable, charges. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Celebrate 50 years of Kings hockey.
Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
790 KABC.
Hey, it's Peter Tilden. I know it's radio, but picture this. You're in Northern California. You're at a high-end men's clothing store. You try on a beautiful blue checkered sport jacket. It feels great. It hangs right. It fits right. It's lined. It's $1,295. But boy, is it beautiful. How about if I told you you can get that exact same jacket at Roger Stewart Clothes for one-third of the price? And you know how? Roger Stewart made that sport jacket for that store in Northern California, and then they marked it up that much because it's such high quality. So you can fly to San Francisco, or you can go to 729 South Los Angeles Street in LA's Fashion District downtown and find all the suits, jackets, and slacks that Roger Stewart makes for some of the finest men's stores in the country. They're right here, and they've been here for almost 50 years, and you benefit because you're here too. Roger Stewart Clothes. Go see the difference, feel the difference in putting on a quality suit that sells for triple elsewhere. Call 877-SUITS-FOR-YOU. That's 877 suits the number 4 the letter U. Roger Stewart clothes. Suits that should be expensive, but they're not, and now you know why.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994, 1-866-984-6994, or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is a tax service announcement from Jackson Hewitt. This year, the IRS announced tax refunds will be delayed until February. But don't panic. Stop by at Jackson Hewitt, and you could get a no-fee express refund advance of up to $1,300 today. Up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Visit Jackson Hewitt, and you could get up to $1,300 today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations.
Can you read a tape measure and turn a screw? If so, you can install custom blinds. Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. And I'm so confident you can do it yourself, I guarantee your blinds will fit, even if you make a mistake in measuring. Backed by a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, our blinds are handcrafted, shipped free of charge, and delivered to your door in about 2 weeks. At prices starting at just $20.
Visit Blindster.com today and save 30% on any order. Just enter code RADIO at checkout. Blindster.com. Blindster.com. Blindster.com.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
It's hard to have a bad Friday.
Friday?
Well, the picture that Mike Catherwood just sent me, it's helping me have a bad Friday. He's disturbed up here.
Don't you know I'm local?
He's got a lot of dirty pictures.
Cerveza.
Cerveza is beer.
Oh, did I say cerveza?
Cabeza is head, right?
He's insane in the membrane.
Insane in the beer.
The Drive Home. With Jillian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Money Talk.
You're always welcome right here on America's Money Program. Money Talk. Bob Brinker along with you. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate the company very, very much. And for information on Money Talk on demand, remember, you can stream Money Talk to your computer and download Money Talk to your smartphone. It is called Money Talk on demand, allowing you to listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like, on your schedule with Money Talk on demand. Of course, the investment talk is year-round. You can sign up at bobbrinker.com right there at the Money Talk on demand logo. For information on my investment letter, Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com. Request a complimentary bank issue right there. Click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature at the website homepage at bobbrinker.com. Let's get out to Fort Worth, Texas. Jim, it is your turn. Welcome to Money Talk.
Yes, Bob, thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I have a zero coupon bond that matures in July.
Yeah.
But I cannot contact the company that issued it. Apparently, they're out of business.
Did somebody sell this to you?
No, I got it through looking at real estate, and they just issued it.
Well, let me tell you what. If they have a public record, you could look it up in the reference section of the main library in Fort Worth for sure. They would have the Standard & Poor's records, and that would record all of the official company business that's available to the public, and that's what you could do to learn more. Let's get Sue on the line. Sue is in Illinois. Sue, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. Longtime listener, 20 years, and Money Talk subscriber.
Thank you.
I do have a question. I'm going to retire later this year with a $100,000 lump sum payout from my company.
How many years did you work for that company?
30 years.
So, Sue, yeah. you worked 30 years for the company and you're getting a $100,000 payout?
Yes.
What kind of pension plan is that? I mean, it's better than nothing, but whoa, 30 years.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think thanks to you, I've been saving all these years, and I think I'll be okay.
Good, good. Tell us about your savings. What have you been doing? How have you been saving and investing?
I'm following you. Recently, I'm in your balanced portfolio.
That's Model 3, and that is a portfolio following the percentage column. That portfolio is half in the stock market and half in income securities.
Correct.
Okay.
I do have a question pertaining to that.
Yeah.
Going forward into retirement, fully into retirement, do you still recommend a 50-50 balanced approach?
If you're okay with it. I mean, right now, I'm okay with it. I mean, certainly we can change that, but right now I'm okay with that. Now, if you're nervous about your stock market exposure, you can fine-tune that. If you feel more comfortable at 40-60, you could do that.
Okay.
If you're, in other words, if it's affecting your sleep level, right? Then, you know, that's what I'm talking about. I want you to be happy.
Okay. My second question pertains to the 100,000 lump sum. I can take that as a lump sum or I can take that in monthly amounts. It's not indexed to inflation, but it would be for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So what is your question?
Do I take the lump sum or do I take the monthly amount?
Yeah. And that monthly amount again is what?
$740.
Yeah, okay. That's about $9,000 a year, roughly, rounding out. It's close to $9,000 a year. And $9,000, that's 9% on $100,000, which is a big number. You said it's not indexed to inflation.
No. But it is for my lifetime.
Yeah, well, that's a lot. 9% is a big number. What is your, not counting this money, what is your net worth?
About $850,000.
So it's not a big deal in terms of your net worth.
Right.
I might be tempted to take that $9,000 because, 9% is a big number.
Right.
And even though it's not indexed to inflation, it's tempting. What do you think?
I think I like it because it's guaranteed.
Yeah, I think I would take it monthly.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Bob, and thank you for all your wonderful, wonderful information over the years.
Thank you, Sue. Great to hear from you.
Bye-bye now.
I know that we have to take a look at each of these examples as they occur, and we have to make a judgment based on all that we know. But somebody with a net worth of $850,000 and the option to take $9,000 a year or $100,000 lump sum, even without indexing, I'm going to go with the $9,000 in that case because that's a lot of payout in today's world. That's a lot of payout, 9%. Katie's on the line in Chicagoland. Hey, Katie.
How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Well, I've got a question for you. I'm wondering, can you ever have too much money in one fund family?
Well, I would say as long as the fund family is solid, I don't have a problem with it.
You don't?
As long as the fund family is solid, I don't have a problem with it. So give me an example of a fund family, and I'll tell you whether I think it's solid.
Well, I have about $310,000 in Vanguard, and I have the opportunity to pick up some money that I saved from a company that I just left. Let's say it's about $50,000, and I was wondering if it is wise to put it into my funds with Vanguard.
Katie, I'm sorry, but I have no problem with that idea at all. I have no problem with that at all. As far as I'm concerned, that's a solid company.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. I appreciate the advice.
Thank you, Katie. Let's get out to Baton Rouge. Clark, welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Hi, Clark.
Bob, long-time listener. Been listening to you since the early 90s and achieved critical mass about 4 years ago and been retired, enjoying it.
Thank you.
I've got two boys that are in college. One's in, finishing up college and one just got out. Kind of thinking about what you said about instead of taking the money to the grave, because what good does that do for you? I've been thinking about they can't afford to really put money in IRAs or retirement or 401ks yet with the jobs they have. So I've been debating about just donating to their, give them a gift and donate to their IRA. And I'm trying to decide whether to use a regular IRA or a Roth IRA.
Well, you know, how old are these young sprouts?
22, 21.
Well, they're not so young.
No.
They have sprouted. Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, in order for them to put money in their IRA, they have to have earnings to cover it. Is that the case?
I didn't say that. They both have jobs, okay?
Good.
But they're not, you know, they're not a high-paying job, but they're helping to pay on their own. They just can't afford to put any money away in savings like retirement at this point.
Well, first of all, let me compliment you on your awareness that there is no value in being the richest person in the cemetery.
Yep, I agree with you on that. It's kind of like being dead right when you're walking in a crosswalk and somebody runs a stoplight or something. So what if you're right, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, they used to have billboards in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I remember seeing them. They used to have billboards. I don't know if they still do. And they would have a crash scene where someone was the loser. And the caption was, he or she had the right of way. So you're right. And the same applies to your point as well.
I like your idea, Clark.
I like your idea. You're allowed to give, as you may know, you're allowed to give up to $14,000 a year to anybody you like, as many people as you like, related or not, under the gifting provision with no tax implication. I would say this is a great idea. If you have the money, they certainly have the time at the age of 21 and 22.
Well, what I'm trying to think is I did their taxes this year, and I looked at it, and there's a credit they get because they don't make enough that they get up to like a 50% credit, tax credit, if we make a donation like this and we put it in their retirement account. And so that, to me, gives them the biggest tax savings because they don't really pay much in the way of taxes right now. But as they get out and start working more, and I'm putting it in a Roth IRA is what I'm putting it in right now with them.
That's great.
You know, but what I'm wondering is, as they get out of school and they get a better job, then maybe at some point in time, maybe depending on what tax bracket they're in, maybe shift that to a regular IRA so that they get their tax, whatever their tax margin savings each year. Well, I was wondering if that's, does that sound like a decent strategy?
Well, I mean, I have no problem with using the Roth IRA. I mean, I think the Roth IRA at the age of 21 or 22, when somebody's giving you the money for your investment, sure, I think it's a great idea. I think your idea to share is a great idea. I mean, there's something else which you may or may not be aware of that's great about your idea, which is when you do this kind of thing, this is a gift that will keep on giving all the way out to for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah. My primary reason for doing this is I don't think this generation is going to do as well as we did. They're not going to have pensions anymore and things like that. And so, and depending on how the economy is, you know, I don't know if it's going to be as good as it was for the baby boomers. And so what I want to do is try to get their retirement system kind of established and try to get them in the habit of putting money into that and let it grow over time, you know, the compound effect.
Well, I don't think they'll ever forget your kindness because, I mean, I told the story earlier that I had, this would have been my father's brother. This is a long time ago, back in the day. Now we're going way back on this one. But my father's sister and my father's sister's husband, they decided they had some extra money. They were not wealthy. Let's get that straight. But they put some money aside. They had 16 nephews and nieces. My father had had four siblings, so came from a family of five children. And so my father's sister and sister's husband, between them, had like 16 nieces and nephews. I was a nephew. I had only seen them a handful of times. We were not close. But I was one of 16 nieces and nephews in their family, extended family. And they left a small amount of money, equal amount, to each of the 16 nieces and nephews. And that small amount of money, Clark, was the reason, combined with a half scholarship that I was fortunate enough to win, was the reason that I was able to go to one of the finest high schools in the country, which was really a life-altering event for me. And frankly, to the day I die, there's no way I can ever forget their largesse. And so I think what you're doing is in the same category. And kudos to you is all I can say.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Clark. Yeah, you know, this is the thing about helping others when they're family members. That's wonderful. It's easy then. It's really easy when they're family members. They don't have to be family members, but it's easy when they're family members. It's just like a no-brainer. And this is the thing. I mean, and Clark is right. Do it while you're alive. Do it while you're here. And a gift that gives on giving is a gift like Clark's describing or like I've described, a gift that's intended to enhance the educational opportunities for someone. I mean, this stuff is so easy to do, but it takes a conscious effort to do something positive for somebody else. That's what it's all about. I'm a believer. I'm a total believer in this type of thing. So hats off to Clark for thinking right on this one. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
If you are considering buying an annuity, I have some urgent news for you. Don't even think about buying an annuity until you review our free annuity comparison report. This free report compares over 1,400 annuities from America's largest annuity database. Do you need retirement income? The report shows over 100 income annuities and highlights the safest companies that provide the most guaranteed retirement income. Looking for the highest guaranteed returns? The report reveals the annuities that have the highest rates and lowest fees. You'll also discover which annuities offer the highest potential returns with no market risk. Grab a pen right now to receive your free annuity comparison report. To receive your free no-obligation annuity comparison report, simply call 1-800-920-5760. Call 1-800-920-5760. Because research can save you thousands. 800-920-5760. 800-920-5760. Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
This is Money Talk.
Across America, worldwide on the web. It's America's Money Program, where it's all about the money. Bob Brinker along with you. Thank you for joining us. Let's get out to the mighty WLS Chicago. Dan, it's your turn. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yes, I'm here, Bob.
What's up?
Hi. Quick question and a follow-up if you've had the time. My mother-in-law recently retired and moved to Chicago, and we're going to put her in our condo that we're currently renting. Her financial advisor told her that it's better if she buys it instead of keeping it in our name. But we thought because of one day inheritance taxes, it would be better to keep it in our name, whether she pays it off or just takes over the monthly payments. He actually said there is a benefit if we inherit it later on. But we didn't understand that.
Well, let's talk about that because numbers have a lot to say about the answer to this conundrum. So first of all, let's talk about your mother's estate in the event she passes on.
Okay.
During your lifetime. If your mother meets her maker during your lifetime, based on the way things are today, what is the total value? The
total
net
value
of her estate
right now is $2.2 million.
$2.2 million. Well, I don't quite understand. I don't quite understand where the problem is here, because under current law, there would be no federal estate tax at $2.2 million.
Right, anything at $5 million,
yeah,
correct?
For an individual, it's actually slightly more than $5 million. So since there would not be a federal tax, the only remaining question is whether there would be an Illinois estate tax. Now, you can certainly check that out, but most states, not all, but most states honor the federal guidelines on estate taxes. So I would be surprised there'd be any significant impact on that. By the way, what is the value of this condominium?
The condo's right now is probably worth about $350,000.
Okay, so we're talking about something here that represents about 16% of this individual's net worth to begin with. I don't really understand why you're being advised to have the relative purchase the condominium. I'm not quite sure. We just completely debunked the argument revolving around federal estate taxes, since there wouldn't be any on this size of state. What other argument was given?
Just that it would be better for her.
Okay, well, I understand that, but why? What better for her? Why?
I guess that's a good question. I think he was going to suggest that she not pay for it in full, maybe take a loan for maybe half of the value.
Take
and then
a
she
loan?
Has, that
take
interest to write off.
Take a loan so she has interest to write off? This individual actually advised that?
You know what? We're having a meeting in 2 weeks from this
All
weekend.
Right. Well, let's get something straight.
Some of that.
Where would the money... This is getting bizarre. Where would the money come from that would be used to pay for this house, for this condominium? Where would the money come from? Where's the money now that would be used to put down or pay for this property?
So to put down, the majority of that 2.2 is in stocks, annuities, those type of investments.
Stocks and annuities. And so you have an advisor who is telling you that your relative should sell her stocks and her annuities and take out a loan in order to buy a house so that she will not be exposed to an inheritance tax that does not apply to an estate of her size. What am I missing here? This sounds like pure lunacy. What am I missing here?
Well, I don't know.
Well, why don't you ask the advisor? This advisor better come up with some pretty good answers. Before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship. Our program coordinator, Ravi Chandran, producer, Meredith Oakes, and our technical directors, Angel Bordon and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
Most of what we do in life is point of view. The problem is, in the age of Twitter and memes and Facebook and Instagram and talk radio and cable news channels, is that the guy in the southeast corner and the guy in the northwest corner think the other guy's a liar. They don't think that he just saw it differently. They think that he's deliberately subverting the truth. You're working for the insurance company. That's why you said it was that guy's fault when everybody knows it's the other guy's fault. And off we go to the races.
McIntyre in the morning. 5 to 10 on KABC.
My name is Ruth Roosie. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for, really? My name is Ruth Roosie. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
On average, Angelenos spend an additional 80 hours a year behind the wheel due to traffic. And while we can't help you recoup that time,
we can help you pass the time.